bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Escape Pod on Joy and via podcast at joy.org.au/escape pod.
It's Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor in the Escape Pod, our weekly travel show. And we have our special guest in the studio this afternoon. We would like to welcome Mr. Peter Dixon. Peter, welcome to the Escape Pod.
Thank you. Thanks, Russ. Thanks, Joe.
You're very welcome to be here. Now, Peter, you've had, I think, a bit of media attention this week. I know I caught some issues on both ABC Radio and also ABC TV. So you're a bit of a media tart this week.
Yes.
Your publicist is doing very well indeed.
Yes, Die Roll has been very, very busy, and I thank her for that.
Now, you're here in the Escape Pod today to... We're going to talk about travel in a slightly different way. We're normally talking about zooming off to different locations and destinations around the world. Sometimes we do a bit of armchair travel, but let's face it, all of us have to travel along the time continuum. Yep. I know some of us have a bit of a Peter Pan syndrome and don't think we look a day past 25, but the reality is we travel along a time continuum, and that means we need to think about where we want to end up, how we're going to live, where we're going to be. And your energies have been focused on creating something that's really special in that regard. So will you tell us a little bit about what's happening in Balan at Linton?
Okay. It's we turned soil with the Mayor, Alan Comrie, on Thursday. And
what were we turning the soil for?
To start? Building.
Building a...
retirement village.
Uh-huh.
Or...
We're all on the same continuum. We like the Escape Pod. So turning soil to build a retirement village.
That's correct. And look, it's a different model that's not out there in Australia or around the world. On the permit says it's a residential village, which allows me to do the flexibility, as I was telling Russ while we were listening to the music and that, and which I'll go through later on with you. But it is a retirement village, and it's something for the gay community to be proud of.
Do we have another one in Australia, or
no,
is this the first?
This is the first.
Okay. So what made you create Linton?
I always looked at it that I was going to get old one day, which I'm 57 this year.
Very brave of you, Peter.
And a very young 57.
Yes, you don't look a day over 25.
Do I owe you $50 each for saying that?
That goes to Joy. That's how you become a Joy member. You go to www.joy.org.au and you become a member. Yes.
Okay. Look, it started at a dinner party in my late 20s. Having some friends around. I'm an ex-chef, so we had a dinner party and we said, well, what's going to happen when we get older? And this is what it... And I said, look, I worked 7 days a week holding a number of jobs, full-time, part-time. And I said, and I invested wisely and said, look, none of you will have enough money. I'll buy us a big house and we'll all share and we'll have carers look after us. After saying that, over the years, I realised there wasn't just my friends and I. There was a lot of people out there.
Because so you've gone from a commune to something a bit more extreme.
Yes, and a lot more expensive too. And it covers all the aspects of ageing.
So from this is an opportunity for people to purchase in and they will go from low needs to high care needs?
We haven't got high care at the moment. We will be looking at that later, but the Bland District Hospital has high care. But we're doing the model that we're ageing in place, which means we're trying to minimise how many people have to go to an aged care facility. Because do you both want to go end up in a nursing home? Because I don't.
No. What about you, Russ? Is it on your list?
Look, I haven't even thought about it yet. I have to be honest with you. But, you know, for me, I just kind of always hope that I'm going to have that little bit of a twinkle in the eye. And I'm a great believer of positive thinking. So if I'm in an environment with my peeps and I'm feeling good and feeling young, I think I'm going to remain young. So the whole concept of being in an environment with, you know, gay and lesbian people who no matter what age they are, still like to have fun. It's very appealing to me. It is. Yep. So, you know, I'll just go and sign up tomorrow.
I'll just bring out the contract out of the briefcase. If
I knew you were going to say that.
There's some fine print, but don't worry.
Or would you like the sales team from Sweeney Estate Agents to contact you?
No, don't give them your phone number. No.
Well, I think it's the perfect weekend for it. People party in Mardi Gras all weekend and then they come back and they're looking for somewhere to retire. This is your big sales weekend. You should be a Tullamarine Airport pitched ready to go as they land.
Do I have to frock up for that?
You will have to, yes.
Oh, okay. I don't look pretty as a girl, sorry.
There are models that I've seen certainly in the United States, which are, I guess, fairly large scale, where people can purchase in at a certain level and then they've got options to change the kind of care that they need. So they might go in terms of like downsizing as empty nesters, but they still have a space that's got an extra spare room for a visiting relative. But then perhaps in 10 years' time, they might then move from there, but still within the village, into another kind of living environment. Is that how you see it happening, or would you people just stay in situ?
They stay in their original homes. So if they purchase, we've got some one-bedroom, two bedrooms, two bedroom with studies, then three bedrooms. So it goes from about 10 squares up to about 24 squares.
Okay.
And this is where the home that you purchase, we keep you in there as long as possible.
Right. And so, then from there, it would be care at the Balan Hospital, you think?
Yes, if you need high care. But there's a situation that we can get care packages. So the carers can come in. There's meals on wheels, those sort of things. So I'm trying to, and it's not a nice way to put it, but I want to die at home. So yep. I'm hoping that I can.
We're all going to do it.
Yes.
There's no point trying to put glitter over the top of it. We are all going to die.
Oh, my coffin.
And we're all going to die somewhere. Glitter bomb your coffin. Peter, do you think that it's going to be, I mean, obviously this is going to be a huge addition to the Balan community.
Yes.
In terms of people who are going to be able to provide the care, do you think there's going to be any prejudices with people from within the community as carers?
No, because they will be screened.
Okay, so you will do that?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
We've got actually in the model that if somebody goes from
independent living,
into care, there is a Linton Estate follows them. So in a normal retirement village, as soon as you sell on and you go into the aged care facility, you're forgotten about.
Yes, you're.
Yep,
your newborn body comes in. Yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Next. Thanks. Here, where it's all about giving back and caring for our elders. So, what the missing link was is an advocacy person. If the person is in care, even in our care, when we are looking after them, that advocacy person will go in there and check that they're being looked after, that they've got everything that they need. If they need toiletries, that sort of stuff. Say it's for me, for instance, I would say, can you go and get me some deodorant? I need some new PJs.
Yep.
Here's the money, that. But that person will help them through that because it's...
And that person's funded by Linton, or how does that
Yes,
take
that's
place?
Funded by Linton.
Okay.
Because it's about caring. And it's until... Because if they're in a relationship, that person is elderly too, so they can't race around. Or if they're not in a relationship or their partner has passed on, it's a case where that person's alone. So I don't want to die alone, and this is about caring for our elders to make sure that they're comfortable, because it's not always the staff that will discriminate. It can be the residents too. This advocacy person, if they see anything happening to our loved ones from Linton, they will go straight to the head of the hospital, put a formal complaint in, then they come straight to Linton's board and put a formal complaint in. Then the Linton board will take over it.
So there's a lot of processes in place to keep people happy.
Well, it's for safety. Because they don't want hassles and that sort of stuff when they're elderly.
They want peace.
And they don't want to be forgotten about. Because I've had grandparents in nursing home, and if we didn't get up there to make sure that they were okay, nobody else would.
Yeah, the system can only do so much. We've had a couple of emails that have come in, Peter, if that's okay. I can throw a couple of questions. Actually, first one's for Russell. Apparently, Russell, you've left people with chest pains on the dance floor during Mardi Gras, so you can maybe consider how you're going to get the mica unit the next time you go Mardi Gras.
Well, you know, I was busy on the dance floor at the Den nightclub.
You were waving your hands around singing to Gloria Gaynor's I am what I am.
And this person says to me, oh, my God, I'm having a heart attack. And I said, well, you go and stand over there. I've got to finish this song. Goodness me, it was Mardi Gras, Joe.
Right. Well, I'm so glad we're on the compassionate version of the Escape Pod, talking about how we plan our future as we age and become a little infirm.
I do like what you said about today's show. I mean, everybody's got to travel somewhere, and we're travelling the age train today, and eventually all of us are going to get to that point where we have to decide on retirement and where we are going to live. And it's Linton indeed. Estate looks fabulous as far as I'm concerned.
It does look good. I know that you said you started turning the soil, yep. And you mentioned that people can have from sort of one bedroom to three bedroom options. Indicatively, what are the price ranges for people to purchase in?
They start from $297 up to $399. That's the base models.
So about $300,000 up to about $400,000.
Yep. And then, that's the base model. That if they want extra things added to it,
like a Gaggenau oven.
Yes. They just pay a little bit extra.
I got it. Right. So that's pretty good. So that's a good indication of what people can budget for.
The reason why, Joe, is when you normally go to any development, like next door with a high rise, they say these are the colour charts.
This is, of course.
And it might be only one. That's what you get. Or you've got a green or a brown. Which one do you want?
Yep.
Where Linton is like you are buying a new home. You choose the colour scheme yourself, inside and outside. The outside I just have to pick because unfortunately I don't want a pink roof on.
I was going to say, is it a little bit Disney? Are there some external rules? You don't want ocelot on the outside?
I have to approve the external, Joe. And Russ, because we don't want a pink one and we don't want a yellow one, otherwise that would be too much in the face. Now, it Peter, would look colourful.
I'm keen on why Balan. I mean, I know Joe did mention it. It's the heart of country Victoria, and there's already a gay district around there with Castlemaine and Daylesford. But that area is beautiful. So is it a part of the world that you love?
Yes. I'm one actually in Mirrabool Shire Council. They've been very helpful and had a very much an open mind about the project and have gone through the process of changing it from a retirement village to a residential village, and I thank them for that with their scope and that. Why Balan?
Yes.
And thank you for asking directly, because a lot of people don't ask the question. It's one of the fastest growing rural corridors in Australia. It's got about 5,000 people in the township. It is on the main train line to Melbourne. You have, I call it the middle section of the atom, because where Balan is located, it's the gateway to Geelong, Ballarat, Daylesford, as you talked about, Bacchus Marsh, Melton, Melbourne. So it's all essential, and all those places are less than an hour to get to. So you can have your tree change further on, you can have your sea change, that sort of stuff. And that's what it was all about. And it's also got everything. It's got your pharmacy, it's got your doctors, it's got the first super medical centre in Australia. It's got an expansion. The CEO, Wayne Weir, from the hospital, he has got funding for an extra 52 high care beds. There's actually going to be 2 day operating theatres. You spoke about, Joe, before we went on air, when we were listening to that great song, which I wanted to boogie to, was, is the hospital GLBTI friendly? It is.
And is Linton straight friendly?
Yes, it is.
we've all got, the way you've been talking, it's an amazing community hub. There is so much integration that's going on, and surely the last thing that we want to do is to create something that
isolation.
Is exclusive and then makes other people in the community, oh, well, they're from Linton. Oh, well, they're the Linton people. We don't want that, do we? We all want to live together.
And this is where the model, and as I said to Russ at one stage before we came on air, this model, some of the big guys have actually pinched in the retirement village industry.
It's interesting you say that, because the retirement village industry is often simply property developers who've decided they want to sell to old people as opposed to people who actually want to provide services for people who are going to come in.
It's all about the dollar.
Yes, it is.
Like I've said to my consultants, forget about the dollar. What do you want to put in a retirement village that you have to cut out because of the dollar?
Did you go overseas to look at what other people do, like the Dutch, who are doing some amazing things? And
I looked at Google.
You look at Google. He did a desk search.
He had his own list. He had his own list of, you know, should I retire and move to a village? What would I like in that village?
That's it. And look,
you weren't going to be the only gay in your village.
Awards for it globally.
Yep.
So the Australian gay community should be so, so proud of what we have created. This is.
Do you think once you've done Linton that you'll do more? Because you're a young 57, and when will Linton be open?
It will likely do. The Domacom is my business partners. They are crowd funding super organisation that raise capital. They've already raised a lot of the capital to put the infrastructure in, and it's worth $2 million.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I've spent a lot of money on it.
Yep.
They've come on board. They are enthusiastic about it as much as I am. They're the only ones in Australia that can do this super fund with property, so people can actually use their super fund, not just an investment in Linton, they can actually buy with it in their super fund. So there's all flexibility. And answer your question, at the moment, my focus totally is on this one.
Yep, get this one right first.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I know where I'm going now.
You've got a roadmap, haven't
you? That's right. I may have only turned 52 months ago, but I tell you what, when I'm 70, I know where I'm moving to.
Excellent. And there's going to be an awful lot that will happen with Linton. When do you think the first resident will move in?
I think it'll be closer to Christmas or after Christmas this year, because with Domacom, as I mentioned, we're getting the funding ready, we've turned the soil, we're getting the working drawings done. You'll see the front section all changed around rather than the
cyclone fencing.
Yes, rather than the wire fencing and that sort of stuff, you'll see the beautiful landscaping going in and that sort of stuff.
That's pretty exciting. So from 2017, there'll be something very fabulous happening in that part of the world.
And look, as we mentioned before, we're straight friendly or like-minded people and that sort of stuff, because we have in our community our straight friends that want love what we do, because we don't grow old.
Speaking of which, growing old, facilities. What facilities can I expect at my new home, please, Peter?
Well, it's actually about a 5-6-star resort.
Joe, you should move in too.
So does that mean we're not going camping?
Camping,
as
glamping.
We tried last week.
No, camping, well, glamping, smanking. We're going to Linton.
There is a stormwater harvesting, a man-made lake in the middle that you can pitch a tent up in the open and camp out there if you like.
That's okay. I'm not good at camping.
No, Joe's 6-star. So let's run through what we can expect at our 6-star resort.
You've got a infrastructure which is environment friendly. Then you've got a community centre that starts at stage 2 with an administration block with boardroom consulting area for your doctors to come up from the town, your Collins Street specialists, those sort of things, because it's integrated the system with the Bland Hospital. So this is where Wayne Weir and I have worked very hard together to actually incorporate the town folk to Linton and Linton. So we're not, this is Linton and this is Bland Township.
So it's an integrated project for the community.
And look, we've also got the community centre. Everybody will see on the website is built in a U-shape. In the middle of the U-shape is hidden is a...
like an amphitheatre?
Yes. It can, a massive marquee can hold massive functions and that. But Joe and Russ, you can come up to Twilight Movies, throw your rug down, bring your bottle of champagne. And
bring, can I bring the dog?
Yes.
Oh, Gwynny and Shimei can be there. We're there.
Look, it's like the retirement villages, a lot of them won't allow you two pets. Linton, yes. You're allowed two pets.
Yep. Are you allowed a chicken?
Don't think so.
Just chicken. What about chickens drive me nuts.
What about a swimming pool? Are you gonna have
We've got a 32-metre pool with a spa, so I can sit at the end and perv. we've got
this
a glass
This is sounding
pool.
A little bit more like a play... a mansion, doesn't it?
It
sounds
does.
Like
Joe, I've got girlfriends
Playboy.
That'll sit there and perv too.
Oh, I'm
say,
everybody's
have
perving.
Have I got competition or not?
And this goes say, back to, is there a lift that Russ can jump into to see if his wardrobe's right?
No, he just stands in the middle out on the bridge of the lake and say, well, what do I look like? And everybody comes out of the houses.
With a number and gives him a score.
Yes. Because this actually designed is actually something that Russ mentioned. It's actually a community, but if you look at carefully the design, it's all done in courts, and that's to for you to look after each other too. Mm. So if I'm your neighbour, both of you, I say, how's Joe? Joe, I've got the kettle on. Do you want to come over? Russ, I've made some scones. Here, love. That sort of things. It's all about friendship, companionship, and those sort of things.
Well, but speaking of that, I've just got to stop you there. We've got a new friend that's joined the Joy family.
Get out of here.
Who is it? We have Anton from Elstonwick has joined the whole family up.
Anton, we love you.
We do.
We love anyone who joins the crew at Joy FM. We love our volunteers and we love our people that join the club, don't we?
And we've got another person who... mobile number ending in 317 has said, hey guys, there are retirement villages for Greek nonnas and various ethnic groups in Melbourne. So great idea. So I think, yeah, they're getting some traction out there, Peter. People
marvellous.
Are interested to hear. And obviously at 5 o'clock, there's a little buzz that goes through the village to let people know it's martini time.
Oh, of course,
yeah,
love.
I thought so, yeah. That's
for
the
me,
sixth
it's champagne.
Star.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We know what I really love about this whole concept. I mean, we talk for years and years and years about how much fun our community has. And, you know, we know how to party and we know how to do
it. I hope so. It's Mardi Gras.
Woohoo!
SBS Digital are planning on us partying pretty hard.
I'm ready to march. And we know how to put on a dinner party and we know how to travel and we know how to celebrate life. And I don't see that that should stop as we all get older. And I think what Peter's doing is wonderful because people need to think and discuss about where they're going to go in their twilight years and but that doesn't mean that we stop being the fun loving people that we are. And I get the vibe from what Peter's saying that Linton is going to allow gay and lesbian retirees just continue to be the people that they've always been in a safe environment.
And it is. You're right, Russ. With the model that is out there with retirement villages, don't allow, so say the three of us were going to go to Sydney, okay? We're going to travel around Australia in a combi van and that sort of stuff. In a retirement village, you can't rent out your home or you can't have somebody stay there looking after it and that sort of stuff. At Linton, guess what? The gays came up with the idea, yep, we can. So with just changing the wording from retirement to residential on that allows me to actually go around Australia or overseas for a month.
And have someone house sit.
Yep. And they can pay me $50 if they want all the expenses. Because
you're not expecting Airbnb at Linton, are you?
Well, if you want it as a weekender, a holiday, it doesn't have to be your principal place of residence.
Okay.
You've got a market there that when we have events, we talked about every couple of weeks and those sort of things, people can come up there have a serviced home, stay there for 3 days. We're going to have a massive restaurant that's got a cafe, lounge bar, restaurant, private function area, room for private dinners, up to about 12 people. Then you've got your inside theatre for lectures, movies, those sort of things. Then you've got a library, games room. You've got the pool, the gymnasium.
Sounds like everything you normally have on a cruise ship is going to be at Linton.
I think we should rename it the Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
But we talk about that how well the gay community likes partying, likes style of life and that sort of stuff. Linton will also become an outreach learning centre, so the town folk can come up and do courses and it'll revolve into the township and that. People from Ballarat can come up, that sort of stuff. And this is a hub for the community and that. And that's so important because I don't want to just be forgotten about when I get old.
No, and I think we can't take away from the fact that the existing operators in nursing homes particular are trying to have integrated policies that do not discriminate against the LGBTIQ community. But it's not easy. It's going against the tide in many ways. This is an opportunity to turn it around and have the focus on LGBTIQ and how the community can then integrate through different pathways.
That's great.
What else is going on in Linton that we need to know about?
Look, the builder, I had another builder, which I changed, and I've gone to a local builder, GJ Gardner Homes in Bacchus Marsh.
Well, they'll be pleased.
Yes, they are. And Ben Longhurst, the managing director, has been really helpful. He's actually made better deals that I've been able to pass on to people. So GJ Gardner's is actually made sure that the doorways are wide enough.
Yes.
Because if they look at the homes that other people are designing and that, they've got the standard doors, where Linton has got the sliding doors at 920, the normal hinge doors are 870. Joe Russ, do you know what makes more damage on a retirement village home or a home?
I'm guessing it's wheelchairs and gurneys going in and out.
Yep, which would be out of that?
Probably the wheelchair.
No, it's actually the walking frame that does more damage.
Oh, the Zimmer frame.
Yep.
Bloody hell.
I was going to say kids.
And this is where my mother, God love her, has just recently had two knee reconstructions and she's got a walking frame and it's sometimes difficult in a standard doorway. And I'm thinking, yes, Mum, we've actually produced something really well because Joe Russ, this is named after my mum.
How beautiful.
With five, she's got four sisters. So the home designs, there actually is six. There is one named after my father, which is Max. So we've got six floor designs and they're called the Linton Girl Home Designs.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It's gorgeous. Now, Joe, you do know a little bit about this at the moment. You have a rally who has just gone through the retirement.
Yeah, my great uncle who's outlived all of his lovers. So he's been living independently now for some time. But unfortunately, dementia has become a real issue that we had to deal with, which has meant that he couldn't stay living at home. We tried the care packages and the reality was he couldn't remember to take his medication. We did the meals on wheels. He didn't end up eating the meals. So, you know, he wouldn't accept any kind of assistance in terms of one of those emergency buzzers or anything around his neck. He was fiercely independent. But we've had to, for his own safety, look at a nursing home option. We were able to find one that was fairly much in the same locality. So that's all okay. But he's a very angry person at the moment because he feels as though he's been made a prisoner. He isn't, but he's now too scared to go out alone because he knows he can't remember things.
And would you have been more comfortable if you had Linton had been around then? You may have been able to put him in a safe environment.
If this had been around 10 years ago, I would have brought it up with Uncle Don and said, come on.
Yes.
You know, let's have a game plan here. But there wasn't anything really to be able to offer other than in his mind, he just wanted to die peacefully in his apartment. And we've now had to take that away for his own safety so that he didn't die prematurely by just not eating and not taking his medication and put him somewhere where he is safe. And it is tough. I mean, he is the life of the party when he's there. I think there's only about three gentlemen in the facility, and he does win every millinery parade. And, you know, let's face it, he's got some of these things done hands down.
So,
and I think
he?
He's actually providing interior design services for other residents. So, but
he's camp, isn't he?
He's as camp as a row of tents. There's nothing wrong, but he's not happy. And if this was available as an option, we certainly would have presented it and really got him to think about it.
And Peter's right, you know, I don't know how many dinner parties I've been to over the years where people have sat down and go, where are we going to go? Are we all going to get a house together and we're just going to live our years out together? But now there's a facility and yeah. It sounds fantastic.
And it's important because we're saying we're all going to live together now when we're of sound body and mind.
Yeah.
When one of those things gets a little bit shaky, you're not able to make those decisions. You can't think clearly and you need some help.
And at Linton, each of the residents will be able to look out for each other, which is the kind of
and the
care
advocacy
we need, isn't
role
it?
That yes. was mentioned earlier about playing that role in between the different care options and needing high care but still having someone to come in on your behalf is critical.
Look, yeah, it's even so. Down to the mail. Okay, that might be a funny thing.
Oh, but you mean the post office
yeah,
mail?
Yeah, the post office mail. No.
I'm surrounded by mails. It's Mardi Gras. Come on.
So it's a case where we have the wall in their main office of all the mail. So if the manager sees or the staff of Linton sees that the mail's not going, they will go up and check and see whether that person's...
Is okay.
Yep. And look, like we talked about, in regards to people working their way into it, they can buy one, use it all weekend. I will be having one. Joe, you can use it when I'm not
up there. You go,
there.
Can put your toe in the water.
That's it. It's a case where it's got that much flexibility. Also, if you've got a younger partner, that younger partner, if something happened to me and they're under 55, they can still live at the home.
Which you couldn't in a normal way. Yep, it's getting that wording right.
Where is the humane in that? To me... Go GLBTI. We've got the best model now.
We love it.
This is on the website. This has been told to the media. This was told to the media again. This, I had a very big discussion with my parents. Mum, Dad and I agreed that this will be put in a testimonial trust when I pass away. None of the family will touch it or inherit it. So there will be looking after the elders and organisations like Joy Radio if they need a grant for money and that sort of stuff, and for the Bland Hospital. So it will stay together. It won't go corporate. It won't be forgotten about.
It can't be hijacked. It will,
no.
The mission will live on.
It's got to be.
It's got a vision and you've got a strategic plan to keep it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.